episode is superstitions.
Superstition.
Superstition. Let me ask you, are you a superstitious guy?
I, let's say, revel in the fantasy of superstition and the possibilities therein. I don't know. I guess it all depends, just like the average person. You know, if I come across a situation, like if I'm walking on a sidewalk and I could or could not step on the crack, I probably won't. You know, I'm that type of person.
I went into this thinking I'm not that superstitious of a person. But then when I really started thinking about it, I got a lot of superstitions, apparently.
Yeah.
Especially sports. Ton of superstitions there.
Oh, sure.
Stuff in the paranormal field, be it on the fire department. Like, I have a lot of superstitions.
I'd be curious to hear some of the ones from the fire station. I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, the main one is to never say, you know, oh, it's been quiet lately, or it's been a while since we got a call.
Like, yeah.
That, you're probably going to get beat on for a second.
I can see how that would work. So did you come across some new ones that made you like, oh, wow, I am a little superstitious, like as far as like the ghostly realms go or death, anything like that?
I was thinking death. I think on the paranormal side, it's more superstitions from my religion that kind of bleed over into the paranormal side.
Okay. Well, when I was a kid, I remember specifically driving around. My grandma was driving me. Now, this was, you know, way back when dirt was new. But she was driving around, and she'd always tell me to hold my breath as we went past the cemetery. And I remember the first time she told me that, and I said, well, why do we got to hold our breath after we went through? Because she's like, oh, you know. And she said it's so the dead don't know that we're alive, and basically mocking them by driving past them. And I'm like, oh. So later on, I realized that she was doing it out of a respect thing and not a hiding thing, you know?
Yeah, I just like to point out real quick to everybody that Brandon made the first old man joke tonight. That was not me. You can't blame me.
See, if I do it first, then it doesn't hurt so bad when you come at me. You know, if I do it first.
So did you hold your breath the whole time you'd go by the cemetery?
Yeah, we tried to. Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine like Arlington or something.
<It comes out. laughs> But you got to remember, I grew up in Wisconsin. So, you know, cemeteries were, you know, you drive past 30 seconds, you know, and at most, nice. Usually. Yeah. So they're smaller.
I'm glad to see you survive the eclipse today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody was paranoid about it. And I never, that's one conspiracy theory topic that I never got into. I was just like, come on, people. It's just like, you know, the Y2K scare. And I don't know. I just thought it was really overdone. And I was like, that was the one that I couldn't buy into. Maybe it was because it was short notice, you know? Because they only gave us 2 weeks or so to prepare for all the conspiracies. But, you know, the whole missiles going into the thing or whatever, I'm like, well, that's the coolest part about it, is they're supposedly sending missiles. But we're getting off topic. But, you know, there wasn't much to buy into, and people were really reaching, you know?
Imagine how blown their minds are going to be when they find out there's an eclipse somewhere in the world every 6 months.
Oh.
It's not special.
It's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it just so happens to be. But anyway, I think that brought out a lot of superstitions in people. The eclipse.
Yeah. Oh, probably.
Like some crazy ones, some good ones.
You know the one about going over the railroad tracks or over a bridge?
You were telling me about that one. I'd never heard that till you told me about that.
Yeah. You go over railroad tracks, people would lift their feet off the ground. And my ex-wife did that for the first time. I'm like, what in the hell are you doing? Oh, you got to do that. Otherwise, you get hit by a train. I'm like, so you're telling me if you go over railroad tracks without lifting your feet off the floorboards of the car? I mean, you're driving. Why are you like, what do? Like accelerate before you get there and then take your feet off and just, you know. Jesus, take the wheel. You know what? That makes no sense. Why would you do that?
And it was that moment that Brandon realized she was going to be an ex-wife.
Yeah, it was at that moment he knew he fucked up.
I'd never heard that before. Like, I've driven over a lot of railroad tracks with my feet down. No phantom trains have gotten me so far.
No, no. Or holding your breath going over the bridge.
I used to do that as a kid. I think it was tunnels, though. When you went under a bridge or in a tunnel, you had to hold
I'm sure that just goes to where you grew up, or, you know.
Sure. I don't even know what would happen if you didn't.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember the story.
I thought you meant you still do it today. Like, just in case.
No, I didn't. Nobody ever told me what would happen to me if I didn't hold my breath. I still held my breath when I was a kid, but I didn't know why.
So I came across one I've never heard before. Superstition.
What's that?
And it's from down south. What they would do is they would paint their front porches blue. And I'm like, and it's dealing with death. And I'm like, why? What? And then, let me look into this.
Why?
So apparently, it was believed that ghosts were incapable of crossing water. And therefore, they began painting their porches blue to ward off ghosts. It apparently worked so well that the homeowners continued to paint their front entryways blue as well to avoid the phantom menace. I'm like, okay. But now that I say that, you know, the whole Maui theory with the blue roofs and stuff.
That's kind of where I thought you were going with it, to be honest.
It's like, maybe there's something to it, you know, maybe. You know, hell, if Oprah wants to paint her roof blue to save her property, maybe it's not a half bad idea.
Alleged.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe there's something to it. Maybe there's something to it. Who knows?
Do you think if you were a ghost that would confuse you, though? You're like, oh, no, the front door is blue. It's water. I can't go in.
No. No, I don't.
I don't.
I'm thinking, as a ghost, I would still know the difference between a painted blue porch and a lake.
It's kind of how I felt on the Winchester house. It's like, you know, are they really going to fall for the door out the second story? A human, a live person might. I don't see a ghost falling for it.
No. I don't know if it was like to trap them, but I think it was more just to confuse them, for even if it's just for a brief second.
Well, it confused me.
Yeah, the pictures confuse me. So if you guys don't know what we're talking about, last week we did a podcast on all the weird and creepy, strange anomalies of the Winchester Mystery House.
Check it out, episode 7.
That was episode 7. So, some of the things, did you want to talk about some of the ones that you came up with?
I was just going through some of the more famous ones, like don't walk under a ladder, throwing salt over your shoulder. That one I didn't realize where it came from.
That actually came from witches.
Witches? That's not.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, that was a total witches thing. And I'll get to that later, because I've got like a list of superstitions specifically for witches that I thought was fascinating to me.
That's cool.
I enjoyed those. Yeah, I came prepared. I understood the assignment. Finally, for the first time.
I did find that the broken mirror superstition comes from ancient Greece. I didn't like the explanation. Is like, you know, because your mirror is already considered mysterious or whatever, cracking one could cause bad luck in your life.
So is it kind of like wrecking an entry point? Is that what they're kind of getting at? Like wrecking a paranormal doorway?
A broken mirror meant you were headed toward a death spiral that might take 7 years to pull yourself out of.
Thus the 7 years bad luck.
Right.
Makes sense.
I'm not
Makes
sure
sense.
I've ever broken a mirror. So I don't know if that curse is real or not. Somebody have to tell me.
Well, I don't think has anybody actually had 7 full years of extreme bad luck? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, we're going on like year 5 right now in the world. So we're getting close. Whoever
you think so?
Yeah. Whoever broke the mirror in 2019 needs
you. Oh, yeah. They need to get the ass whooped.
Somebody at CERN broke a mirror. Why they turned on the Large Hadron Collider. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Didn't they turn it on during the eclipse, too?
I don't know if they turned it on today or not. Like, it takes some time to get that thing fired up.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just like an old lawnmower.
I want to know how NASA's rockets into the upper atmosphere.
Oh, today. Yeah. I'd like to know the real purpose of that. I heard one conspiracy theory that I thought that I could actually get into, and that was the missiles getting launched into the blackness to fight some demon that was coming out or aliens. And I'm like, okay, now I'm in. Now I'm on board. All right, let's go. Let's go.
That's
I'm ready.
Theory that JC came at me with this morning. So that's the love you're on right now.
I'm like, that's you want to get Brandon hooked in on something? You tell him some shit like that. I'm in.
Shooting missiles at demons will get Brandon every time.
Yo. Yes. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. But or aliens too. Evil aliens. Yeah, I'll take that.
Do they got to be evil or just aliens?
Well, you don't want to shoot a nice alien, right? You wouldn't want to shoot something that could possibly be trying to protect you or improve you, I think.
What if you don't know?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Hard to tell. Shoot first, ask questions later, I guess.
I'm getting y'all off topic.
Yeah, you are. So I came across some very interesting ones that I think the listeners will like, and, you know, 4 or 5 of them here that actually are signs that death is upon you. The one that got me, because this actually happened to me when I was a kid, a bird flying into the house and hovering over a table or a bed.
You had that
happened at my grandma's house. And it flew in and it just hovered over the couch. But it was many years before anybody died in that very room. But eventually my grandfather died in that very room. And so did my grandmother. They both died in that room. But it was, you know, 20 years later.
Did you chase the bird out?
Well, we were all chasing the bird. I specifically remember my uncle running around with a broom and a box. You know, I was a little kid. That was like entertainment for,
right.
Well, I'm still talking about it 20, 30 some years later, you know?
I've had a bird fly into the house, but I don't think I've ever seen it like hovering over something.
Yeah, well, and I suppose hovering is in the, to your own discretion as far as what you would call hovering, you know? If it's just looping around a couple times and takes off, is that a hover? Who knows? Now, this is one that I've heard quite a bit, and I actually believe this one, and it is super bad luck. When a person's photo falls off the wall, and it's especially bad if the frame breaks, that's, wow. You know, a bad omen of death. Death is coming for that person. And I kind of buy into that. I don't know. It's never a good sign. I know that. I get a weird feeling if it happens.
That's why I don't let people take pictures of me.
Right.
People sneak them in on me, but don't be framing me and put me on a wall.
And then when you see a funeral procession, you know, that you're supposed to take your hat off in respect, or it's bad luck.
Oh, I didn't know it was bad luck. I just do it for respect. I didn't
right.
know bad luck, though.
Yep. Yep. Oh, this one got me. This is for all the cat lovers in here. When a cat leaves your house and refuses to come back is a sign that death is coming.
I don't know if that's... I've never heard of that happening. Like...
that's what it's... Hey, I didn't make this up.
I mean, I could see that. That would be a rare event for your cat not to come back home.
Well, are you a cat guy? Do you like cats? I used to like cats, but to me, there's something evil about cats. You know, they got that little, I don't know. They're like,
I said on my live this morning that cats are all the proof of demons I need.
Yeah. See, yeah. So we agree. Cats are Evil.
Yeah, my wife's cat knocked so much crap off of her desk this morning.
Yeah. We're going to, I'm sorry for those of you in the chat who just adore cats, but yeah, your kitten is cute. Don't worry. I'm not talking about your cat.
And if you're a cat lady like Fuki, it's all right.
Oh, yeah. He said it, not me. I'm just put that out there.
She wanted a shout out. So there you go.
Oh, did she?
I mean, I don't know if she did or not, but she got one.
Mm. Oh, what else we got here? Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah. You're supposed to give a loved one a coin or even a piece of bread or cake as a token after they pass away so that they can offer it to spirits as they meet them in the afterlife.
I've heard
like
of
a peace offering, like, I don't know, like a gift or I see when my grandfather passed away, my grandma put $5 in his pocket and she told me it was just because he always had to have something in his pocket to that he felt, I think it felt made him feel valuable. Like it felt like he was, could offer something, you know? And I'll remember that because I put money in her pocket when she passed on. I put money in my buddy Tony's pocket when at his funeral, and there was it's a thing now. Now I believe it. Well, you know the what is it? Is it Chinese culture that they make things out of paper and burn it for their loved ones to use in the afterlife?
I went
they'll like cars, houses, food, everything.
I went to Bruce Lee's grave and Brandon Lee's grave in Seattle, and I remember all the coins all over their tombstones.
Oh.
Like, apparently that's a Chinese tradition to help them in the afterlife. Somebody help me with that.
It makes sense. I know it's super bad luck to remove anything from a gravesite, whether it be a coin or flowers or anything is a bad omen.
Do you have Friday the 13th on your list?
I do not.
Like, I had to really look into this one because I didn't really know why 13 was considered unlucky. But apparently 12 is considered a perfect number, a godly number to some people. So that one off just apparently makes it terrifying. And then they put it, when you get it on a Friday, they said that Prince Philip of France arrested and put to death hundreds of the Templar Knights on Friday the 13th. October 1307.
So that's where the 13 became
Friday.
That's when it became the no-no day.
The no-no day.
The especially no-no day.
One of the Templar Knights. I am not a Templar Knight. Brandon might.
The Knights Templar. I'll never tell. Here's something else about burying people with stuff. Burying them with personal items so they'd have them with them in the afterlife. But not just that, it's to keep them from returning for it later. So people were like deathly afraid of ghosts, even if it was their loved ones coming back. They just did not want that. You know, because back in the day, they thought even their loved ones, if they came back, they were a ghost and they were scary and they were meant to hurt people. So they were still afraid of even their loved ones that would come back. It's sad. I think that's sad that people actually thought that way.
I think some people still think that way.
Hmm.
You know, especially younger people, ghosts are terrifying to see.
But, I mean, I got a lot of stuff, and I really hope that my kids don't bury me with all this shit, thinking I'm going to come back for it.
I'm sure your daughters will have an auction.
My daughter Riley, she told me, she said, "Dad, I'll make sure once you're gone, I'll make sure and have a can of Diet Mountain Dew in my fridge for you." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, thanks."
Wow, that's her good deed of the year.
Yeah. So,
what are you drinking on?
Diet Mountain Dew right now.
Ew.
So, my first soda of the day.
Well, I mean, you did just wake up, so.
Well, I woke up hours ago. Don't be hating on my sleeping pattern.
Your sleeping pattern is whacked out.
It is whacked out right now, for sure.
What do you do? So, get up and go to work in the morning.
Then I get up and go to work.
Oh, God, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I can stay up till 4 a.m. and still get up at 7 to go to work.
Take an old man later in the day. Get your Werther's original.
Let's keep in mind, you're like not far behind me.
I never nap.
You never nap? Oh, my God.
No, I don't. I don't feel great after I nap during the day.
I probably take at least 3-4 naps a week, even if they're only for a half an hour.
Dang, that'd be crazy.
Some of these things you do, these superstitions that we do, we're just asking for a death in the family, according to lore. Here's one. Rocking an empty chair. This one makes sense. Because if you're, you know, if you got a rocking chair and you're sitting there just rocking it, playing with it, that's like an invitation for spirit to come and sit and rock in the chair. Don't you think? Or yeah. Something. Well, something.
That is not an invitation for anybody to come sit in the chair.
Well, I think it is. I think it is.
I rock now, all the time. Now you got
this one. This one I read. What, it got you messed up now?
Yeah. Now I wonder how many people's houses I've haunted for them on accident.
Way to go, Ray. This one I read, but I don't understand. Maybe you can shed some light on it. Walking under a hemp rope. Now, I don't know. I'm assuming a rope made of hemp, but how many people would have that in their home? Unless it's like something that, like an old tradition from centuries ago. I don't know.
I don't know even how. What are like lassos made out of? Anybody know? I've never heard any problem with hemp rope. I don't know what
this. Yeah. All right. Oh, you're also tempting fate if you count the cars of a passenger train. Kind of like you're jinxing the train.
I mean, no? I don't know about that one.
Nothing?
I don't know about that one.
Oh, here, the whole not uncovering your head when you're meeting a funeral procession, that one came up again. So this is one that kind of got me thinking, like, why do they do it? And I don't have a why. I just have this is what they do. When a person dies, all the clocks in the home should be stopped at the hour of the death and then not started until after that person has been buried, after their burial.
What happens?
I don't know. I don't have a why. That's all I got. And
we need the why.
Right? I know. But to me, now, this is some, like, the movie Insidious type of stuff. Like it. That's what it reminds me of right away. And if you guys don't know, Insidious trilogy is, like, one of my favorite of all time. It's a phenomenal movie. But stopping the clock until they're buried. So, because some people believe that when your body dies, that your soul just sits there and floats around your body until you're buried to where it's finally leaves. I've heard that theory many times. Whether there's any truth to it, I don't know. But so if that's the case, then you wouldn't want the spirit to be confused. So the clocks remain the same. So they feel, well, maybe that would cause more confusion, I would think, if I was standing there and the clocks weren't moving. But time doesn't work like it does for us in the afterlife. But it really got me thinking. Like, I can't figure out why they would stop the clock until they were buried. Like, I don't know. Maybe just out of respect, maybe. What do you think?
It apparently got you going down a rabbit hole there for a second. Fuck,
hell yeah, it did. Hell yeah, it did.
Like, I don't know why stopping the clock would help anybody.
I can only come up with it that it would give them some sort of, well, less confusion. That's the only thing I can come up with. Like, I wonder if they don't know they passed on. Maybe.
Well, stopping the clocks is going to be a sick joke on them. If they have no idea what's going on, then they're like, time has stopped, y'all.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that too. You know, well, we got to give our listeners something to look up. You know, we can't just give them everything on a silver platter. You know, what fun is that? Got to make them think. Got to make you think.
That one's weird.
I like that one. I really do. I like it.
Oh, I like it in terms of superstitions, but that's weird.
Mm-hmm. And the eyes of the deceased are closed, and coins are sometimes placed on the lids, but I think we all know why that is. It's a mixture of taking coins with them and keeping the eyes closed during the wake or the showing before they started sewing them shut. And I won't get into what they do to a body or why I will be cremated for sure.
I have a good friend that's a mortician, and I made the mistake of asking him about sewing the eyelids, and they don't do that no more, apparently.
No, they glue them.
No, they have like these contacts with these little spiky things on them.
Oh, that's worse.
I know, man.
What the hell?
Now, hey, I had to know this for like the last 15, 20 years, so now you know.
What got me was the whole spiked thing up the, Yeah, the little plug that they shove up there. Never mind. Spiked cork.
Never mind. I tried to stop him, y'all, but he just kept going.
Well, you know, hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I mean,
it is what it is.
That's not a job, but I appreciate morticians.
I couldn't do it. I don't know how Tim does it. Tim's our friend on TikTok.
Shout out to Tim, the mortician.
Right. What's up, Tim? So, mirrors are covered to prevent spirits from being trapped in the glass. So when a person dies or is about to die, they would cover the mirrors so their spirits wouldn't get trapped in the mirror.
Why did mirrors get such a bad rap in the world? Like, it's kind of freaky to see yourself. I admit that. It's not natural, but everybody thinks they're portals now. You break one, 7 years of bad luck. Soul trapped in the thing now, apparently. I'm getting rid of all my mirrors.
Well, you know, our mutual friend Feathers is a big believer in that.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people that believe in that stuff. I'm trying not to laugh in the middle of
Sorry, she is does not believe that, and she's gonna be pissed at me right now as we're listening to this. So as you're watching this,
she probably picked it.
She is rolling her eyes hard.
She just, as we're, me and you are talking, she's like, something in the universe is not right.
Right. She's already cooking up spells and shit for me.
What do you think about finding a pity on the ground?
Oh, absolutely. Pennies from heaven? Absolutely.
Where it came from?
No, where did that come from?
Apparently in ancient times, metal was considered a gift from the gods. So it was lucky to find some. I don't know where if you find it on tells, don't pick it up, came from.
See, that I never heard until you said it like a week ago or the other day. I never heard if it mattered between heads or tails. So tell everybody what you're talking about.
Yeah, if a penny's got it tails up, you cannot pick it up. What you do is you flip it over, and so the next person that picks it up is going to have good luck. If you pick up that tails, you might as well broke three or four mirrors.
Now, see, that's shocking to me. I never heard that. It was, you know, find a penny, pick it up, all day you'll have good luck.
Right.
That was it. That was all. It never said,
well, it was heads.
Not if it has tails up. You know, because everybody likes a good tail up. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's just a Great Plains thing. I don't know if you're in the chat watching. Let us know. Is that something where you're from? Don't pick it up if it's on tails. I don't apply to quarters. But quarters are fair game. If I see a quarter on the ground, I'm a third of a way to a soda. I don't care what.
Right. Well, maybe in Nebraska.
How much are sodas where you're at?
About $2. $2.50. Oh, for a can? A good $1.50.
Holy crap. Like our pot.
Oh, yeah.
75 cents.
Oh, yeah. No. Not here in Wisconsin. They're not. Nope.
I've never moved to Wisconsin.
If a person owned bees, now this is, I'm going, if a person owned bees, the bees were told of their owner's death and their hives were draped with black crepe. If this respect was not shown, the bees would leave.
Well,
ever hear of anything like that?
I've never heard of that, but if you know, the guy that takes care of him died, I would prefer the bees to leave anyway. I was going to take
right? Because nobody's going to take care of him. But unless, you know, you got like your kids who are like beekeepers, but that one doesn't bother me nearly as much. But it's interesting that they think bees get depressed about their owner passing away.
I've never heard that one before. I'm going to have to see if I can do some research. Has anybody ever tested this theory?
Oh, this, I didn't know this was a superstition. I just thought this was a thing. A dish of salt was placed on the windowsills to prevent the ghost from entering a home and taking up residence. So a dish of salt. Now I've heard, you know, the trail of salt on the bottom of the windowsill. That, I mean, that's common knowledge, but a dish of salt.
Natural.
Hmm. Hmm.
I don't know about, like, why is salt so powerful in the paranormal world? What?
It's a cleansing ingredient, apparently. Or, I don't know. I'm sure there'll be people commenting in the chat as we air this in a couple days.
Like, what's the difference between black salt, regular salt, Himalayan salt? Like, what's going on?
Well, it's probably along the same lines as crystals. You know, the difference between a clear one and a black one. And you get healing versus protection versus strength versus masculinity, you know, all sorts of different things. I'm sure it's probably the same with salt. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Chet, but, you know.
I use salt against ghosts because I think it will blind them temporarily so I can escape.
That goes for humans as well.
What do you think of that theory?
I think you're right on. Oh, a candle was lit and placed in a window to light the spirit's way to the other side. So as a person passes away, now keep in mind, most of these superstitions came from when they didn't have funeral homes and everybody passed away in their home. You know, they didn't have mass hospitals where people would go just to die. You know, they would die in their home. Their funeral would be in their home, their wake, their showing, all of that in their home. They would board them up. They would put them on a body board. And fun fact, I have one of those said body boards that's over 200 years old. I'm looking at it right now, standing against my wall.
Why does that not surprise me? Don't you have some kind of funeral thing by your beds?
I do have torchieres by my bed. Yeah, I have two of them. If you don't know what torchieres are, they're just tall floor lamps that are either electrical or candles, generally known for one on either end of the casket during a funeral. So, yeah, I have a couple of them, and I've got some right behind me that you might be able to see. Maybe not. Yeah, they're here. Like, yeah, the lighting's probably not good enough, but yeah, if you come into my lives, you'll be able to see it.
Yeah, Brandon's got a huge collection. Like, how much percentage-wise do you think we're seeing in your background? Like 4%?
Oh, just this stuff? Yeah, maybe 5 to 7%, maybe.
I still think you need to open a museum.
I mean, I could, but it'd be small museum. You know, there'd only be, I mean, I could spread it out and make it like two rooms, but I mean, you guys are looking at a guy who has a casket cart for a coffee table. Like, you can't see it, but it's very nice, and it's pewter colored and solid metal, and I use it as a coffee table here in this room.
And you don't have any type of superstitions about having that stuff in your house?
I do, but I do like, what is it? Upping the ante as I go, so to speak.
Like, so you like tempting it, is what you're saying.
I do. I think you hit the nail on the head there. Yep. I do like tempting it. Yeah. It's a thrill. That's a thrill for me.
Okay, go ride a roller coaster.
Well, it's not that I'm a thrill seeker. It's more because I'm so.
Are you just wanting something to happen? Is that what was going on?
Possibly.
Get the whole possibly the apparition.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and a lot of it is maybe it's me showing people that you don't have to be wigged out about all this stuff. You know, it's like, I'm like probably out of all my friends growing up, I'm probably like the, one of the most healthiest ones of all of them, you know? And
it's that vegan.
I have all this crap. What'd you say?
I said, it's that vegan diet.
Shit. Yeah, that is one thing that I'm not. But anyways, moving on. You got any other ones that you want to introduce? Otherwise, I got a ton.
Go ahead. I'm going to find another. So you go ahead.
Here's one that really got me. Now, you guys will like this one. When removing a body from the home after they have passed away, when you're removing the body, it is said that they were always supposed to go feet first. Now ask me why.
Why?
Well, that took a while. Because
fence build up, you know?
They go out feet first so that they're looking out because they don't want the body to be looking in as it's being removed because it's said that they will bring someone with them.
Now, being on the fire department, I've carried a few bodies out helping. And I don't remember which way we brought them out.
Well, if you do any more, make sure you do it feet first.
I have to remember that. Feet first.
Yep. Yeah, that one got me. I was like, damn.
That's interesting.
You know, and I was there when they carried out my grandparents from their home. And I cannot remember if it was feet first or head first. I want to say it was feet first. But I can't be for sure. Most of the time,
we take even like people who have medical calls out. I think we go feet first. And I'm guessing it's just the way the gurney works.
But maybe. Or maybe it all stems from that superstition and they just honor it.
It could be.
Because they don't know if the people that are there are superstitious or not. And why chance it?
That's pretty crazy. Right? I've never heard that one or thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
What about placing two mirrors facing each other? I've heard you talk about this before.
Oh, creating a vortex of evilness.
Is that what's
I don't know. I'm very intrigued with the theory. Now, that being said, I've lived here for in this house. I bought this house, what, three? End of April will be 3 years.
All right.
And very shortly after I moved in, I put up a mirror that I got from my grandmother that I've been talking about all night. It is a giant oval mirror, nice wood, hand-carved frame around it. And I hung that directly across from my bathroom mirror above the sink. And they have been there, well, like I said, almost 3 years. And I have yet to see anything come out of them.
Well, the legend comes from Mexico, and it says that you're creating a portal for the devil to enter your house. So you're really trying to tempt some shit, apparently.
Yeah, and I'm still alive. Now, there is a chance that somehow, some way, I either sold my soul, but I got ripped off. You know? Because, you know, I'm not rich and famous, so I got screwed on that deal. Or maybe I do have something strange and unusual residing in my mind that was not supposed to be there.
No, I'm definitely going with that option for you.
I figured you might.
He's like, I might have sold my soul, but I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
out of it.
Yeah, I didn't get shit. You know, I guess that was a bad deal. That was a bad deal if that happened.
Maybe you sold your soul just so you could be one of the more prolific paranormal collectors. Maybe that's all you wanted.
Again, shitty deal. Yeah. Oh, if you bury a woman in black, she will return to haunt you.
Then how come all the ghosts are women in white?
They're just haunting generally and not haunting you specifically.
Dumped him. I've never heard of the lady in black. Is there a story?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm 100% sure there is.
JC, look. I'm I've heard about 30 stories about a woman in white.
I'll have to ask Tina about that because she probably knows. She's pretty knowledgeable in that stuff. Maybe I'll talk to her between now and before this airs. So as we're watching this, she'll be like, yeah, we talked about that, Brandon.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, this is something. Never wear something the deceased gave you to their funeral.
I mean, that's just kind of tacky, honestly.
It is very tacky, but, you know, sometimes it makes you feel like I can see how people would think that that's respectful. Like, you know, if your grandma passes away, you wear the necklace that she gave you that makes you feel special or whatever. But apparently you're not supposed to do that.
I wouldn't do it. Not to the funeral. Did you know that singing at the dinner table summons evil spirits? That's Dutch tradition.
Singing at the dinner table
summons evil spirits.
Huh. Sounds like a pretty kick-ass seance to me.
I was about to say, this is why I don't sing at the dinner table.
Oh. Oh.
That way.
Oh. Oh. I'm getting ideas.
Oh, that's not good. Are you going to do it live, though?
Maybe.
Okay.
Do you have to? I think the most important question is, do you have to sing well?
It don't say that, so I doubt it.
Then we're good to go. We're golden.
You can go set your dinner table with two mirrors facing each other, break one of them, sing at the dinner table while you got some of that funeral stuff surrounding you. And we might catch something.
I would hope so. Let's see. Oh, here's a controversial one. Pregnant women should not attend funerals or the babies will be marked.
I've never heard that. And I've seen now, pregnant people at funerals.
I have too. And to me, it's like the only, like, see, being marked, what does that mean? Like being marked by the devil? Like, that doesn't make any sense. What that? Get out of here with that. What I think would be more intriguing is, what if you go to a funeral when you're pregnant? Let's say grandpa dies and you're pregnant with great grandchild or grandchild of that said person, and he doesn't want to be dead. Grandpa doesn't want to die. So if grandpa's given the option to be born as the grandchild.
Are you saying he jumped into the baby's?
Hey, I'm not. You said it, not me. But the possibility, so it popped into your head as well.
Yeah, that'd make a great movie.
I think we're going to write that. We're going to write that movie.
It's copyrighted, everybody.
Yep.
I've always kind of pondered that same thing. I don't think it's true, but like, imagine you get some evil ass dude, you know, and his pregnant daughter or something comes in to say their last goodbyes, and you just jump into her baby. I'm sure that movie's already been done.
I mean, maybe. I mean, I've had weirder shit go through my head than that. I mean, that's pretty.
I don't share weird stuff with people.
Yeah. I'd scare people, I think, if somebody could read my mind. Let's see. Oh. Wow. Funerals held on a Friday guarantee family death within a year.
Oh, my God.
Another family member. So they say.
I'm going to have to do some looking on that one. That's interesting.
And I think my mom's funeral might have been on a Friday.
Did anybody pass within that year?
No. Huh. Mm-mm.
Debunked.
Yeah. Oh, Brandon, there's that. Words. My favorite word again.
I've been waiting all episode to throw that in there.
Have you?
Yeah, I have.
It figures. And I didn't bring up Little Spoon at all.
We ain't talking about that.
Yeah, you'll probably just cut it out of the feed anyways before it gets aired.
It's been aired so many times.
What's that?
I said it's already been aired so many times.
True, but not on this platform.
Until it was.
It's bad luck to even count the cars in a funeral procession. And of course, never step on a grave. Duh, that goes without saying. But that, well, then again, when you go and visit someone at a cemetery, you're going to step on their grave. Right? Because the headstone is at the front or at the top. So anybody who reads a headstone is standing on a grave.
No, it's facing the other way, isn't it?
No.
God, have I been standing on people this whole time?
Yes, you have been standing on people the whole time. Yeah. Yeah, when you're standing there reading,
I'm sorry,
the gravestone, the body, you're standing on the body. It's on that, laying on that side. I mean, there may be the exception to the rule in some areas of the country or the world.
Just kind of looked at where the dip was in the ground, you know, and I just stayed off that.
The dip? Well, a fresh one is going to have a mound and not a dip.
Well, a mound, dip, you can usually tell which side it's on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and apparently it's also bad luck to look into an empty grave.
I mean, I guess I could see that. I would probably feel a little eerie looking into it.
I've done it. What about the people who dig graves? Them poor bastards. They're looking into all of them.
And they're usually old people. So I think we can call that one debunked.
Untrue. I like that better than debunked. Untrue.
It just doesn't have the pizzazz.
I don't know. Whenever I hear the word debunked, it makes me think of just for entertainment purposes only TV show.
That's funny.
Why? See how I worded that?
Yeah. I don't. It's debunked.
If a candle flame suddenly burns blue, it means that a ghost is present.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you're going to have a candle at this table singing you're doing.
How many times have I gone live on TikTok with a candle lit? Like,
that's true, but never noticed.
40 times, 50 times?
A million. But yeah. I've never looked at the flame to see if it changed colors.
But I'm going to watch it now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When are you going live again?
Oh, I don't know. What? Don't put me on the spot like that. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm just trying to help bring in.
Hey, and what's with the constant harassment? You going live? Going live? What's up with that? Why do you keep doing that?
That's lately? What I get every day. So I figured if I got every day, I'm share that with you.
Jeez.
Man, if I'm not live by like 10 o'clock, I have about probably 10 messages. Everything okay? Are you, is everybody okay? Aren't you live?
Well, sometimes when I stay up all night, I'll send you a text and be like, hey, are you going live or can I go back to bed?
That was the best one. The other day, he's like, so are you going live or should I just go to bed? It's like 8 o'clock in the morning. I will.
Yeah. 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 I'm like, son of a bitch. Because I really wanted to go back to bed.
Oh, I could tell by the tone in the message. I'm like, I'm going to go live in about 15, 20 minutes.
So if you suddenly smell perfume or a pleasant smell with no discernible source, that means, that reminds you of a dead person. They are checking in on you. So if you smell Grandpa's cologne, he's there with you.
That's sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I smell cologne or perfume even on investigations. I hear everybody talk about that. I don't know if I've ever actually smelled it. I've smelled tobacco before.
I've smelled weird things like flowery scents at some point. And I've also, like, cigarette smoke is the biggest one for me. Like,
yeah,
I can spot that in an odd place anywhere. And it happens a lot. Like, it happens more than you think. But very seldom have I ever smelled like something, you know, people say, oh, watch out. Does it smell like sulfur?
I have never sulfur at any.
Just shut up. Shut up. Okay. Just be quiet.
Yep. I'd have never understood that. And look, this might make some people angry, but one of the biggest superstitions is what I call it. I have issue with is holy water.
Oh, here we go.
Don't bring that to me. Holy water. What's it going to do?
It's going to banish evil.
Look, I'm a big Christian, and I'm just saying, you throw in water on a spirit cracks me up.
I still say that if you fill a paintball gun with balls of holy water,
and just be popping,
I would buy that all day, every day. I would buy one of those
I'm gonna have one for sale here soon.
Because I feel like every household should, and this is going to say something about me, but I feel that every household should have some sort of weapon against the supernatural in their home. Like, I have a wrought iron cross that has basically, I don't want to say daggers, but sharper points on all the ends, on all four ends. Like, I could use it as a spear, as a weapon. I could swing it like a heavy sword. I have that. That was my first
against a ghost. You're gonna
No. I'm talking skinwalker. I'm talking werewolf. I'm talking stuff like that.
Chips and comes to your house. She's catching a sharp ass cross.
I mean, if she don't act right.
You're act right, Fuki.
Right. This one, I can't believe they. What?
You're not just going to skip past the fact that you said every household should have a weapon against paranormal stuff.
Well, I said supernatural, but you took it paranormal.
Supernatural, paranormal.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. And I don't have time to go down that freaking rabbit hole. But they are not the same.
Another podcast, y'all.
That's going to be. That's a podcast for the future. That's probably a good quarter to half of a podcast all by itself.
I can tell you, when I started this night, I did not think I would hear somebody say every household should have a weapon against the supernatural.
That's how I feel. I guarantee you there's people listening to the sound of my voice right now who agree with me. Guaranteed.
I mean, there's people that believe the earth's flat, but I can't help them either.
Well, yeah. Oh, shit. Well, you got me there.
Oh, yeah, I did. But what should I get? I don't have any weapons against the supernatural at my house.
Actually, you do.
What?
I guarantee you do. You just don't realize it. You mentioned holy water earlier. Do you have holy water in your house?
No, I don't have holy water in my house.
Okay.
Moon water, whatever that is.
But you're a religious guy, right?
Yeah.
You have a Bible in your house?
You want me to hit a ghost with a Bible?
No, but you can read from the Bible.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I thought
so. That is a weapon.
Like a cool weapon like you have.
Not everybody's as cool as me, right?
No, he's like, I got the sharp pointy thing over here. You get this book to hit him with.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I get the sword. You get a book. Hey, did you ever see the movie The Platform?
Good luck, he says to me. I hope you make it.
You might want to come to my house if shit hits the fan. Just saying.
That's a long place to go.
Do you want to survive or not?
I don't know.
Oh.
Like your supernatural apocalypse, I don't know if I could handle all that. Where I need to weapons against supernatural things. How are you going to, like, in my understanding of supernatural, such as, you know, shapeshifters, Wendigos, like, can you kill them things?
Yeah, there's always a way to kill something. Everything has a weakness.
That's the most,
I think,
shit you ever said.
That's the most what?
The most Scooby-Doo shit you ever said. Take out anything. What, Will Shaggy?
Did you seriously just reference Scooby-Doo on our podcast?
I did. I got him in there.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? So, you know. I had to finish it.
Was creepy the way you did that.
Yeah. Yeah. I like being creepy.
There's like 24 people in the YouTube live or premiere that just shivered after you did that.
There should have been 300.
Oh, dude, I got an idea. You got to sing that exactly like that when you do your dinner table seance singing thing that you're going to do.
You want me to sing Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, just record it and have it playing in the loop in the background.
Hmm. Hmm.
You better be careful or we're going to summon the Prince of Darkness himself.
I came across, now this is off topic, but I got to say it because I'll forget otherwise. I came across the song, it's a Wonderful World or whatever the fuck the song is from Disney.
It's a
small, you know what I'm saying? It's a Small World. Yes. And I thought to myself, man, if I sang that in a deep voice and slowed it down, that would be the best background music I could ever have.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm not gonna. No. You almost had me. You almost got me. Almost got me.
Tune into Brandon's next live where he sings that for us. It's a Small World. I bet you'd do it creepy as hell, too. Jesus.
Yeah. I'm already thinking about how I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, I understand why you need weapons against the supernatural now.
Are you saying I'm odd? What are you saying?
I wouldn't say odd. A little off.
A little off my rocker. Has my cheese slid off the cracker?
Well, you're in Wisconsin. There's probably a lot of cheese. Are you all right?
Yeah, no. Here's one. If a rocking chair rocks by itself, it's a ghost. Well, no shit. Or it could be an open window. Oh.
This is off topic. Did you see that video I sent you the other day?
Did you send it to me on Facebook?
It was from Pyro.
Is it the one with the highlight marker?
Yes.
Yes, I did see it.
Dude, that is...
That's creepy as shit. I saw that, and I'm like, I'm a very hard person to impress. And I was looking at that, and I watched it a few times, and I'm looking at it. I'm looking for a string. I'm looking for something. Something's got to be, because, you know, it's very hard for even guys like us who have been in this for a long time, actually seeing it, it's like, it's still hard for us to believe. So you're constantly looking for an explanation. As a human being, you want verification. You want to know how it happened. And when you can't figure it out, it's very frustrating.
In my message back to him, I said, man, if there ain't no string, that's some crazy shit.
Yeah, I saw that. And it was a yellow highlight marker. So
that was the freaky thing. It didn't.
Just, no, it pulled out.
And then
it was okay. All right. Let's paint the picture for everybody who doesn't know what the hell we're talking about. He's a security guard. And he watches cameras at night. Well, he's sitting there watching the cameras. And then on his desk, out of reach, just out of reach of him. I believe it's out of reach. If not, it's like right there.
He would have to stretch for it.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you see this yellow highlight marker off to his left on the desk, just pull out, drop onto the table, and start rolling around. Like, it is so weird. Like, it's a very good video. It's very good. And it's probably one that we should be making videos of, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to be asking for permission to show it. But I'm telling you, it's, for me, in terms of people I know who have sent me paranormal stuff, top five easy. Hmm. Like, that is unexplainable. There's no reason for it. I don't think Pyro would be the type to fake stuff and try to get away with it. I don't know how that happened. Now, if it had just been a pin rolling off the table, whatever, shit happens. But this thing slides out.
Slides
end to end wise. Like, you don't. Yeah,
right on its side. It slides out on its side, which that just ain't going to happen.
It's right off the table. And he reacts to it, too. Like, you see a move right when it happens. So he must have heard it. And then he just moves it as it goes off the edge of the table.
I was going to say, if he faked it, he's a better actor than I gave him credit for.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because he definitely looked, like, surprised and shocked.
They'd been telling me for a while that stuff happens at that place, but I didn't realize, like, stuff be happening at that
place. Right? Right.
I would give it get something like that on an investigation. Like, that was incredible. And I know it was off topic, but I had to share.
Mm-hmm. It's a good video. Y'all can go check it out after this if you want. Or maybe, no, here's what we do. Everybody in the chat and everybody listening, send Ray a message and ask him to send you the video.
I'll just forward all my messages to Brandon.
Oh.
I'll see if I can get his permission, and if I can, I'll try to loop it into the end of the podcast video. So if you want to see it and you're not on YouTube watching our podcast, jump over there. Hopefully I'll have it at the end. If not, thanks for coming to YouTube to watch us anyway.
Right, exactly. So back to superstitions. If dry kindling wood won't light, a ghost is blowing out the flame. All right, I don't buy that one, but
either that or it's a little windy.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know where you get that one from.
Oh, this one's kind of creepy. If you smell fresh dirt or rotting wood with no source, that's the smell of a ghost out of the grave.
So a zombie.
Well, it says ghost out of the grave. It doesn't say body.
No, I guess that's true. I've never smelled anything like that.
Now, this one?
Other than being out in the woods.
Now, this next one is like a duh. Like, I don't even know why it's a superstition. To me, it's just something that happens. Okay? Gazing into a mirror by candlelight will show you ghosts.
Fucking believe that.
Gazing into a mirror by candlelight will show you ghosts.
That's creepy. To me,
that's like, yeah, no shit. Yeah, duh. That's what scrying is. That's a thing.
I don't know nothing about that, but I know it's freaky to get yourself in candlelight in a mirror.
That's not just a superstition. Like, that's something. Yeah.
Are you done yet?
Heck no. I got something that what you can do that attract ghosts. These are superstitions that attract ghosts.
Ghost magnet.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this you'll get a kick out of this. These are kind of cool. Did you leave your shoes right side up last night? Ghosts may have walked in them.
Oh my God. I'm going to tell my wife.
So apparently every time you take your shoes off, you got to flip them over so the ghosts don't walk around in your shoes.
I mean, I just kick them off. Where they land, they land.
Right?
Ghosts are into some Nikes. Hey.
I usually get up and they're hidden underneath the bed.
Does your dogs get them?
No, they don't care about shoes at all. Oh, here's one. Did you say hello when you heard a noise down the hallway? Apparently that brings them in.
No, I never tried.
Hell, you haven't. Yes, you have. You did it at the firehouse.
I mean, that's just being common courtesy. Hello?
Yeah. If you hear a weird noise and you just go, hello, hello, that's kind of like welcoming the spirit to come in. Kind of like granting a vampire.
When you're on a ghost hunt, you should try to get the spirits to come in.
Right. Absolutely.
Kind of the point.
Oh, and I mentioned earlier that you shouldn't step on a grave. Well, apparently it's even worse if you walk across the grave of a soldier.
I mean, I'm going to buy that just because.
Apparently that's worse.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy that one.
Here's some that you can do to keep ghosts away. Now, this could be, I might do a TikTok video about this one. You can burn a candle by your bed to keep the ghosts away. So, and I mean, Tina does this all the time. She's always burning candles in her bedroom. You know, take that however you want, you know.
She doing it to keep the ghosts away or?
I that's not for me to say. It's not my story. I'll let her tell you about that.
Tina, you're going to have to come on the podcast next week. Tell us your story.
Oh, that would be a fabulous idea. I think that would be wonderful. I really hope she doesn't have to work or something comes up where she can't come on and pick on me the whole time. That would be a terrible thing.
It would be amazing.
You would love it.
Somebody that's hung out with Brandon and Tina, it's a wonderful time.
Hey, you and Fuki would love it.
She is a little firecracker.
Yeah, she is.
She wrecks it all at Brandon. It's amazing.
Yeah, she's like the only one on earth besides my daughter, who could put me in my place.
Your daughter's got a hell of a freaking mouth on her. We've heard her in the lives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They both do. They really do.
I bet they can.
Shout out to Riley and Haley, who never watched my podcast, but hey, anyway.
Show your old dad some support. Dang.
Right? Right? Okay. Bury small bones by your front step. Now, that sounds like a witchy thing to me.
That sounds very witchy.
But I wonder let us know in the chat why you should bury small bones by your front step.
I mean,
and why does that keep the ghosts away?
First reaction internally is that would be a bad idea to bury some bones by your steps. But I'm not a witch. I'm not into Wicca.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be a witch to know why. I mean, even if you just know why, just let us know. If you know, let us know.
Yeah, if you know, let us know. Just keep luck away. I'll put a horseshoe up.
And it says, keep a bell close by and ring it occasionally to drive spirits away. Now, I have the exact opposite. I have what's called a summoning bell.
I'm going to say, I've heard people use bells to summon the spirits.
Yeah, I have a summoning bell, which does the exact opposite. Now, I don't know if it's particular special frequency, I'm assuming.
I don't
but,
know.
And then it's, oh, here we go. Put salt around your house to keep out bad spirits. Okay, so apparently, well, we briefly touched on that earlier. So apparently, it still lets good spirits in?
No. Not according to supernatural.
All right. Well, what about, you brought up witches. We talked about witches. Do you want to, I do have some, and I don't know how much time we have left, but I do have a bunch of superstitions.
Right now.
I have a bunch of superstitions that tend just for witches. All right. Let me, should I just speed read a couple of them?
Let's hear a few,
it goes.
I think doing a later podcast on it would be cool too.
All right.
Break it down a little more detailed.
A witch never buys a new broom in May. The broom in May sweep your family away.
That's horrifying.
A witch never takes an old broom to a new house. When the new house has a broom, an old broom may be brought in.
Now let me ask this. Is a broom really a thing with witches?
Oh, it absolutely is.
Is it?
I'm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Well, if Jen's in, she might comment on it.
No, I have no idea.
If a broom falls, it means a stranger is coming or that someone is under a curse.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, newlyweds should jump over a broom after hand fasting. What is hand fasting? To ensure a good marriage.
Is that where they tie their hands together?
Yeah, I have no idea what hand fasting is, so I guess we'll just fly past that one.
Kind of heard of that. It necessarily do with witches other than just good luck type stuff.
Floors are never swept, and they use a word, windershins, and I believe that means counterclockwise. So I'm just going to say that. Floors are never swept counterclockwise, west to east or left to right.
So they just...
What?
They just don't sweep the floors.
No, a bunch of dirty witches.
I did not say that, y'all. That was Brandon. I love you, witches.
Don't come after me. That was funny. That was just a joke. Oh, I can imagine the emojis coming into the chat right now. All right. Knocking a broom handle on the floor, bristles up three times, will remove mischievous fairies.
I'm glad I found that out. I was just wondering the other day. What would I do if I ended up with a bunch of mischievous fairies at my house?
Oh. If a broom breaks while being used, it will bring bad fortune on the whole house. But yeah, if you flip the broom handle over and knock three times on the floor, it gets rid of all the bad fairies.
Just the bad one?
I don't know. It just says mischievous fairies.
I mean, I would think they all are kind of mischievous from what I've read.
You would think so. Well, that damn Tinkerbell sure is.
Oh, Tinkerbell's just, she's on a different level. She's not nice.
Oh, you don't think she's nice?
Not nice at all. Hmm. She got a yellow streak going in her.
Yeah, she does.
You got to watch her.
Oh, a witch never stirs a cauldron, pot, or even her teacup counterclockwise. Stirring counterclockwise is allowed when brewing a curse or when they want bad things to happen.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And the cauldron must be seasoned prior to proper use. A cauldron not seasoned will never produce acceptable results, whether it's a potion or a soup.
I mean, that's just cauldron cooking 101 right there. You guys.
Yep. Oh, hey, we talked about salt at the table. A witch never uses salt at the table. If you do, you throw some over your left shoulder first.
So you hit the demon right in the face with it.
Mm-hmm. Breaking a cobweb is good luck.
Well, that's good to know.
Finding a spider is a good omen.
I'd agree with that. I love spiders.
Keep in mind, these are for witches.
God damn, I'm not a witch.
I'm not either. Oh, here it says it again. A picture falling from a wall is an omen of death. Oh, and last but not least, cat on your threshold means you will have a visitor soon.
That's interesting.
Oh, that's not last. I actually have a bunch more. What time are we at here, Ray?
We're at like an hour and 36 minutes.
All right. Should we shut her down? We can always come back to the. Maybe I'll do a video on superstitions for witches.
That'd be cool. I'd watch it.
So, all right. So, well, I hope everybody enjoyed our superstition podcast. And
I had a good time.
Yeah, this was a good one. I enjoyed it. There was a lot of stuff that we would call up in the air as far as conversational topics go.
Yeah, when this topic first came up, I was skeptical we'd be able to make it an hour. And if I let Brandon go, we'd hit 2 hours, I think.
Today. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, easily. Easily. Yeah. I got a whole bunch more. But I do my research, can I tell you? So, anyways, thanks everybody for coming in. This is Paranormal Watchtower. My name is Brandon.
I'm Ray. Thanks for watching episode 8, Superstitions.
Superstitions. See ya.
Next week.